Yeah. So the Gemara says, still hechi dami. Still, it's a question. Still, why is there a machlekes? Let's see. Why should there be a machlekes? Hechi dami.
E deleka lishtalumiminei. If let's say the meicher has no other money, only the shor. If so, liyakev tur bezuzei. Then, according to both of them, the lakech now should hold on to the shor and use it for his $100. Even though it means he has to sell it. The Amri Incha, because people say, Min Mori Rashuscha Pori Ephra, that if somebody owes you money, take anything he has. Don't be so makpid to try and get money, because sometimes you won't have money, and you won't have anything, you won't get anything. Therefore, whatever you could get from him, get from him. That's what Rambam says, Ida leke moyes mitsuyas la meicher. Let's say the meicher has no money on hand. If so, there should be no machlekes then. Lishtalume lekech minei de meicher. Samaya marav reiz emekach toyes v'yachter asher lakav through atmos bezuzei.
So why does Rav say in such a case? It's a mekach toyes? No. Let the lekech hold on to the meat. He's better off. Like this, the meicher doesn't have any money. So if you say it's a mekach toyes, and the lekech will get back the shore, so then what is the lekech? When the meicher will get back the shore, the lekech may lose out, he may never get paid. Therefore, the chur is a swear to say that let the lekech already keep the shore. So again, what's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel?
So where it says, lo tzricha, the case is talking about the ikah lishtalu meminei.
We're talking about the case that the meicher does have money. The meicher is a rich man, and he has a lot of money. The lekech just spent $100 now buying the shore, and he has $1,000 in the bank. Here's the machlekes. If now the lekech gets this wild shore, what could lekech do? This is the machlekes Rav and Shmuel.
Said what? That Rav, well, Rav says, Harei the mekech tois?
It's a mekech tois.
Why? Why is it a mekech tois? I didn't speak out anything. So Rav says, because Bosa Ruba Aslinan. We go Bosa the majority of people. The Ruba Larad Yezovin. And the majority of people, at least that buy for both, like we said before, that buys for work and buys for meat, the majority of them buy their animals for work, for plowing purposes. So therefore, Rav says you have a right to go Bosa Roiv. Therefore, the Lekeach has a Roiv on his side. The Lekeach is never to say, I bought this ox, I thought I could use it for work, and now that I see it's a wild ox, I can't work with it, it's a Mekach Torah, take it back. That's Rav Svara. Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says no. Ushmul Amaloch, Ki Azlin and Bosa Ruba, when is there a klal of Achre Rabim Lahapis, that we go after Roiv, that's only by Yisurei. That's only by Yisurim. Shall something straight from the bottom of Roiv, by Yisurim, there's no pasha of Hochem Acharoiv. Like Rashbam says, to go Tisha Chanuyas, when you have 9 butcher stores that sell kosher meat, and 1 butcher store sells trefa meat, and you find the meat in the street, you don't know where it came from. So you say, Benin Sohadach Acharoiv, that must probably came from the kosher butcher store, and it's kosher. That's by Yisurim we go after Roiv. This is what Shmuel holds, and we pass him like Shmuel. Mashen came to Mamoino, but the question about money, then loy. By money we do not go after Roiv, but rather by money always the klal is, Hamoitzim Mechaveri Olavaraya. When you're holding on to the money, even though the other one has a Roiv to say it belongs to him, Roiv is not strong enough to be Moitzim Momen. To get money away from you, there's always the klal of what? Of Hamoitzim Mechaveri Olavaraya. You have to have a Raya. Rashi always says it means Beidim. You have to have a real good proof to take out the money. And we thank a pastor like Shmuel that we have a suffix, even though there's a roiv on the tzad of the lekeach, still the meicher has the right to say, I thought you only wanted this animal l'shchita, and therefore it's not a mekach tois. This animal could be used for shchita. Keep the animal and shecht it. Yes. Something more says in Meisvei. I have a question on this. We had a locha. Yeah, the Gemara Subis. For Isher Shenis Amrno, an Isher who came in Amono, husband died, or in this Garsha,
arose an isha that received a get. She became a gerusha. And now it's a question about collecting a ksuba. She goes to the yorshim, to the kids, or else by gerusha she goes to her ex-husband and says, pay me the ksuba. The question is now, how much was the ksuba? She says, Psula nisati. So when we got married, she was a psula, and therefore it's $200 the ksuba. Who the husband says, or else the yisayim say, loy ki el almona nisaticha. When our father married you, you were an almona, you only deserve $100. So it's a question, how much money could she collect? So it sounds like this. Im yesh edim, if she has edim, she yotasa bihenuma, if at the day of achasna, she went out with her denuma, Rashi said that's kalosa, a type of a basket that was a minig then, they used to wear it on top of the head, or else v'roisha perua, or else her hair was uncovered, and she went to the chupa like that. Shrashbam says, v'roisha perua b'shuk b'shaf k'nisa l'chupa, at the time when they went into the chupa, she came derech ha'nasuyas b'sulais. That was the minig if you married a b'sula, a nisha that didn't live with a man yet, so when they went to the chuppah, their roisha, their heads, were uncovered. So if you could bring Edim to the time of your chuppah, where she could bring Edim that by her chuppah, she was wearing this hinuma, or else the hair was uncovered, then ksubasa masayim. Then she has a right to receive $200 now. So Mara says, Taima, what's the reason? Deek Edim. What's the reason? Because there are Edim, that's why she could receive it. She doesn't have any Edim loy, then she doesn't get the $200. The question is, Ruta Kasha on Rav, V'yamai why? Lema holachacha Rav Hanoshim. Why don't we say to go after Rav Hanoshim? For Rav Hanoshim basulas nisais. Most ladies, when they get married, they're basulas. So Ruta Raya to Shmuel, that by moment we do not go bus a Rav. Even though Rav Hanoshim are basulas, but so what? You can't be moist to mum unless you have Edim. Chutzakash and Rav. So my answer is, Oma Ravina, Mishum Diika Lameima, Rav Noshem Besulas Nisais. True. Rav ladies, when they first get married, they're Besulais. But Omiya Talmonis, there are a few that is the second marriage, they're an Amona. Now, Bechol HaNisas Besula, whoever marries a Besula, Yesh Lo Keil. There's also a curl that goes out. Everybody talks about it. The zoo here by this lady, Hoyu V'yein Lo Curl. Since she did not have any curl, people were not talking that she was a b'sul at the time of the chasna, Israel Aruba. Therefore, over here, it's a reyes that there's something wrong with the rave. Therefore, even Rav would agree you do not use this rave. So maybe it's not a kash and Rav. A good rave, Rav holds holchem. Boss arrived the moment. You could be mighty moment with a rive. But over here was a bad rive because the curl didn't go out. That's why you can't collect the money. Prat Gemara, E. Kol Hanisas Besulus Yeshlem curl. If every single lady that gets married taka has a curl, is so, Ki Kedim Aheve. See, even though there are Edim that by Hochasna she went out with the hair uncovered, what should be the proof? Me the less like curl. Sadi Shakrininu. Like if you tell him it's like it's a non sad, like any time a Basula gets married, there's a coil. So over here, obviously, we're talking about where there's no coil, even though you have Edim, that she went out behind Numan and Rosh Aprua, we should not believe them. So she moved like Eve Sheker. So Morris says, no, the Pshat is like this. Ella rather is like this. El, the Pshat is that Roiv Hanisais Basulais Yesh Lehem Coil. Most times, when the chasna is with the basula, there's the curl, people know about it. Vizu, this lady, her v'yein lo curl, since there's no curl going out, Israel Aruba, therefore there's a reis, so there's something wrong with this reis. Say Nachnami, if she has Edim, that by her chasna she went out with a Rosh HaPerua, or else it was